WHDD presents Susan Says.
So what's new? I took a week off and now I can't believe the amount of news or garbage or, well, you know what it could be called, has happened. Let's see. The person who pretends to be president of the country was swearing in the Oval Office. Yeah, so I'm sure that's happened. What? Oh, he was calling foreigners names and debasing the countries they came from. If they were only black or brown, okay, that's a lot worse. But what happened of real consequence by Congress, who has to decide if the country stays open for business on Friday? Well, there was a lot of he said, he didn't say, he said S hole, he said S house, no, he said, stop it. Just stop it and start governing. The person who is in charge of security on borders and stuff, homeland, said she didn't know if Norway was all white or largely white. Oh, God. Orrin Hatch, who was kissing up to deranged Donnie a lot lately, took off his glasses in a hearing, but he didn't have any glasses on. That's right. He removed imaginary glasses. Let's remove him. Waiting for Mitt Romney to declare. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll be the voice needed to impeach and lead and get back to real government. Maybe. A small headline in the New York Times said, a majority of a council on protection of our parks and public places has resigned out of protest. This administration is taking all of those lands and not protecting them and drilling for oil and oh God. A guy named David K. Johnson, who's been tracking deranged Donnie for 25 years, says in his new book, It's Worse Than We Thought. That's the name of the book. Yeah. They're actually cutting veterans' medical help, really, and other regulations have been destroyed. So the environment and education and everything else is over. He called it termites eating away at the house, which is like our country. Let's hope that this book makes some bit of a stir like the other one. Mud has almost destroyed Mendocino, and rich people there are going to help. I hope so, Oprah, etc. A guy who behaved inappropriately on a date, who is a celeb, he was lumped in with sexual harassers and rapists, and the woman who refused to give her name accused him. She could have just gotten up and stopped performing what she said she was performing, gotten dressed and left. Yeah, Grace, or whoever you are not a victim, but you've sparked a backlash to this whole Me Too movement. It's not helpful to real victims. It's getting kind of McCarthy-like, gals. Let's get back to the real perps and, you know, how to change the work environment. Finally, the doctor that everyone says is a great guy gave the strangest account of deranged Donnie's health. He was like a fast-talking used car salesman saying, you know, every 2 seconds. And he said that the pretend president is fit and fine and not obese, just fat, not crazy. He just doesn't sleep and has superior genes, which this Nazi-like dictator, I'm sure, will be thrilled to hear. Ask the first lady to help. Yeah, right. She gives a, let's get back to that word, S blank blank T. I'm going to have to take another few weeks off to recover from this one.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.